This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Tass.
Macca, during the week, the Victorian government, through the Minister for Ageing, amongst many other things, Luke Dunellan, who's also the member for Narre Warren North. I know there's a Narre Warren North in the south and possibly an east and a west. Who knows? We'll ask him about that.
I was born in Warrigal. When I was born, Narre Warren was it.
$80,000 has been given to Switchboard to really build and implement a social connectedness project for LGBTI seniors. So to chat with us about that, we have Luke Dunellan on the line. Good morning to you, Luke.
Morning, Tess. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Great to hear your voice again. So, Narre Warren, north or south or east or west, where are you again?
I'm the northerner. I'm the northerner in the exercise, yes.
So, have I got it right? Are there really that many Narre Warrens?
There's two. So, we miss out in the east and the west at this stage, but, you know, that could come in the future. You never know.
But with population growth in this southeast, that may in fact occur.
Oh, yeah, look, it's lovely. It's, you know, it's a great community and diverse. And, look, you know, it's I'm very lucky to be a representative there, to be honest.
Fantastic. So $80,000 to Switchboard. What's the need? What actually drove government to allocate these funds? What was the need that you were trying to deal with?
Look, to put it simply, isolation and loneliness. And that's something which very much is experienced by many of our older members in the community, but especially the LGBTI community. You know, it's something that, you know, leads to depression and the like. I mean, we need to communicate with one another. We need to engage with one another. And it's just so vital that as people get older, they have that opportunity. So, you know, and particularly those who've, you know, gone through an era where, you know, they just would have been persecuted, they would have been isolated and so forth, and we just don't need that continuing on. That's just not acceptable in my eyes. We need people enjoying one another's company, and this is really what this is about, is getting people together, giving them connections, whether it be you're from the LGBTI community or whether you're a carer who's caring for someone full-time or whether you're someone whose language is other than English. We don't want people isolated. And I remember when my father got older and retired, he was not good at getting out of the house, and it was very sad to watch, very sad to watch.
So what's changed in our community that all of a sudden people are feeling more isolated, especially elderly people?
Look, I think we've become more inward-looking. We've become selfish. We don't reach out like we used to. I think the pressures of life for people mean they just, you know, they're so inwardly focused. I think we've become more selfish as a society overall. And I think that's including for our older community, we don't reach out and include people. In many ways, you know, it's the attitudes towards our elder citizens that really concerns me, in a sense that, you know, you've got to a certain age, you should just be quiet. You should just pass away and leave it to all the young ones and the middle-aged ones to get on with life and do the good things. You've really got not much more to contribute. And that's a cultural attitude that really disturbs me greatly. I think in many ways the Asian community is better at caring for their elderly and including them. And there's other cold communities who are very good at that, but as an Anglo-Saxon community broadly, you know, other the old, we're not an Anglo-Saxon community broadly, but the Anglo-Saxon community has a bad attitude towards ageing, if you ask me.
Luke, it's Macca, I think this is another fantastic initiative. I have a theory. I think, yes, we've become a bit inward-looking, but I think social media does isolate people, and generally older people don't use social media to the same extent as younger people. They do use it. But again, it's about you know, we've become as a society very selfish.
But I'm seeing the erosion of our infrastructure. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to volunteer Thursdays after school at the local senior citizens club.
Yes.
And my job was to go there and, you know, chop vegetables and help out in the kitchen and make cups of tea and just spend time with elderly people. Now, it seems to me that what's taken over that function is the local pokies.
Yeah, look, I think you're probably right. I think that's supposedly entertainment, but geez, it's a very lonely form of entertainment. You're not interacting with people. I mean, I get excited when I go to my local elderly citizen centre where I see, you know, diverse communities all together sharing food, sharing social interaction, direct social interaction, and that's what we're losing with that social media. And that worries me greatly that people think they've got friendships over social media and they never met each other. That's bizarre, trust me.
You know, when people say, oh, you know, I've unfriended them. I mean, for, you know, ridiculous thing. But you know what it's saying is, you know, you don't matter. You know,
like exactly.
It's pretty hard.
So, Luke, tell us about the project.
Yeah.
What's Switchboard going to deliver with $80,000?
Well, they're going to work with Bell's LGBTI Aging and Aged Care Group, and also Transgender Victoria to sort of build that network of relationships. To try and use both the general services we have in local government, in the state government, and try and provide connections within communities, of course also with the LGBTI community groups, to actually build connections and opportunities for people to get out, opportunities for people to do things like share meals together, to talk, to, you know, in many ways, share the wisdom that age brings more than anything else, because... You know, the Asian community understands that the old have more wisdom than the young, but unfortunately, many other people in the community don't recognise that. And there's a lot to learn, and I'm sure, as you would have learned a lot from even just volunteering at the Elderly Citizens Club, from some of the wise old Greek community and the like, that you would have met all those years ago.
That was a very long time ago, Luke.
Because you know, still got the wisdom.
Thank you for that.
Well, we know the reason, Luke, that Tass and I are interested in this is because we're actually
on the cusp.
We're actually out working our way into the catchment area.
Oh, okay. Well, look, I'm not far behind to 153. So, according, you know, pretty soon I'll be put on the scrap heap, and that's what really, you know, frustrates me, that people think that suddenly when you get to 60 you've really finished your working life and you've finished your contribution to society. No, you haven't. You know, and I know, say with the Vietnamese community down in the southeast, they actually have the elderly and the childcare together, so they stimulate each other. And this is the type of things we've got to try. And look, we know the LGBTI community of all has, you know, gone through years and years of persecution, years and years of laws which were just so discriminatory and so awful. And, of course, as people age, you know, they're more likely to get isolated at the best of times, but for communities that have been persecuted, golly gosh, you know, that's the last thing we want to see is people end up depressed, suicidal. We need to communicate, we need to talk, we need to see people face-to-face. That's just so important. And people of their own tribe. As well,
there's no question that social connectedness is a protective factor against depression, anxiety, and a whole range of other conditions. I mean, that's why things like men's sheds exist, a whole range of other support groups. Often, you know, men who go to men's sheds don't actually make stuff; they just sit around having cups of tea and chatting to each other and learning about things like, you know, health, their own health.
Yep.
So it's been incredibly positive. And I know that you're also the minister that oversees that piece of work as well. But it seems to me that something has changed in our society about the way in which we treat older people. I mean, you know, you flippantly just said, you know, that you're approaching the scrap heap as well. Why is it that that attitude exists in our society? Why can't we value older people for who they are and build them into our infrastructure in some way in our service systems?
Well, that's very much what Jared Mansour identified, the need to, be able to access that wisdom, those skills and so forth, to use in other ways. And, you know, many ways, you know, places like men's sheds are great training ground for young people as well. But also, you know, you can imagine if you, you know, the important thing about men's sheds in the sense we've also got to broaden them to include the LGBTI community, because there will be, you know, many tradesmen who might have retired who are gay. Now, you know, that's the type of thing where we want to break down those barriers so that, you know, all men, if they're gay, feel comfortable also in men's sheds, which, you know, can be blokey, some of them, but most of them are very outward-looking and very positive, I find.
Did you know that there's actually a trans men's men's shed?
No, I didn't know that. No. I'm still, you know, I've only been in the role for, you know, a couple of months, and getting round to all the work and the communities and the groups is a big task. And I've been, you know, going at it, but I've got a long way to go.
It's a fantastic group. I've actually met them myself a few times through various roles. Andrew Eklund is the convener of that group. When I first met them, there were only 30 or 40 members, but it now has over 200 members, and they meet here in Melbourne on a weekly basis.
That's superb.
It's extraordinary, awesome. Isn't it? It's extraordinary.
Yeah, and the moral support they provide with one another, would be substantial, I'd imagine, because it's just, you know, people have probably felt so isolated for so long.
Excellent. Well, we're going to get Joe Ball in at some point to have a further conversation about the project and how that's panning out. Thank you for your time this morning. Thank you for taking time out of your weekend to chat with us about strengthening support for LGBTI seniors.
And thank you, Luke, for the money.
Thank you very much.
It makes a difference.
Thank you for talking.
Thank you.
Look, it does, and it's important. Yeah. Better community overall.
Thank you.
That was Luke Dunellan. Thank you very much. That was Luke Dunellan, the Minister for Ageing and the member for Narre Warren North. I've got that right this time. Talking to us about an $80,000 grant that's been awarded to Switchboard for an ageing LGBTI project.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.